This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, two-point attempts haven't been great for us of late, so it's an area that we need to, again, another area early on here that, you know, we need to focus in on and figure out what we can do better. Is it execution? Is it design? What is it? Because those plays are important in terms of, you know, factoring into the overall score in the game.
That's one way to put it. Sean McDermott, the Bills 0 for 3, going for 2 on Sunday night. What were the plays? The third one is Coleman.
To fade to Coleman. There's a
to tie it.
Yeah.
And that misses.
Yeah.
Matt Bowen, who I like on Twitter, used to play for the Bills, really good on breaking down what's happening in the secondary, said, great play by the Baltimore guy, Wiggins, on that play. He thought it was like legal and fair.
He had his hand around the collar of Coleman's jersey and shoulder pads. I don't know.
Take that up with Matt.
So, you know, it's not something I thought to bring up, like to gripe about, because it's the, you know, whatever. The crap happens. Right. And that crap happens both ways, I think, in games.
He thought it was a play where the DB had established himself as equal right to contact and the ball, I think.
I just didn't like that as a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, it's going to work sometimes. Coleman is good at that play. We saw him score a touchdown against Tariq Woolen in Seattle last year on that play. I'm not saying, like, eradicate it from the playbook, but, I mean, do you have better than a coin flip play for a two-point conversion? It would be my question. Like, you know, it's just not an automatic to me. Like, you're a jump ball, a 50-50 ball, I don't know, that is what it is. So I have something that has better odds is what I often think. If the throw is placed a little differently, maybe it's a different outcome. I don't know.
Well, the first one, they had three.
Yeah, I don't remember the other ones that well.
The first one is Coleman is behind the end zone.
Oh, and he's out and then comes back in, and then that didn't count.
And he caught it, but they didn't count it.
That was like that was a broken play is what that turned into. I think what they wanted there, I think I saw this on a film breakdown I was watching yesterday, that they have Elijah Moore doing like this sort of orbit motion in the backfield, and then Ty Johnson goes out left, and Marlon Humphrey, it was, for Baltimore, just sat on Johnson. Like, he just met him right at the edge there, and so it was gone. And from there, I think that was the play. That was what they wanted. The design was, they'll fall for this motion will throw them off, and Johnson's going to spring open. He didn't. Allen sees that immediately and just starts moving around trying to improvise, and that's how they ended up with the try to Coleman in the back after he'd been out of the end zone. So the design of the play was something we've seen them use. It didn't work. Baltimore blew it up.
By the way, this one also was, they had kicked it, and there was a Ravens penalty. So they went from the 2 to the 1.
Right.
And then that happened. All the more reason. The middle one is the interception. Allen throws the end zone. First drive of the fourth quarter, and Hamilton intercepts, laterals to Van Noy, who smartly comes out and then takes a knee.
Yeah.
He's really smart. None of these, if I'm getting this right, was Allen running, even from the one.
Yeah.
Which, why would that ever not be your number one, A1 choice? You've got a third two-point conversion in the game. The touchdown that preceded it was an Allen run. And, like, this is a little bit too smart for the room, I think, these two-point plays. You know, here's McDermott telling us how they matter in the scoreboard. You know, thanks. But 0 for 3 on two-pointers, and none of them is a running play? One's from the one-yard line?
I wonder how much their struggles with the sneak play. I'm reluctant to call it the tush push, but going back, I mean, they had a tough time with that in their last loss in the playoffs against Kansas City, obviously in the title game, and it didn't go great on Sunday. So much so that when Allen scores eventually to I forget which touchdown that was. Now was that
38?
Okay. He just, you know, he does the, you know, jumps over and just stuffs the ball over the goal line thing. He's not even trying to plow in there. It's just, I don't want to say he gave up on that, but he pivoted to jumping over and getting it in that way rather than just forcing their way in physically. So that's something to keep an eye on. I mean, that has been an almost automatic play for them, that their hit rate on that over the last two games they've played is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that's a play that they, I think, count on, and it's something that I think helps make McDermott as comfortable as he is going for it on fourth and short. And if that gets, you know, somehow taken away, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just a bad stretch, but they're not as effective. The two games in a row, they haven't been as effective with that play. Period.
Sunday at the Jets, Bills in white jerseys, blue pants for this game. At least it's not all blue. The worst uniform in sports.
Do not the like all the blue. All blue.
It's, I've seen it recently called a unitard, and I can't stop calling it that in my mind. Just, you know, that's a softball uniform. So white and blue.
White tops, blue pants. I like
lots of all white in the league on Sunday, and that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fine. At least that's a baseball uniform.
All white is by far my favorite combination. Next might be blue with white pants, blue top, white pants. They're wearing the inverse of that on Sunday, and I'm not nuts about that look. I like it better than all blue. All blue is the bottom, just the worst.
White and blue is OJ.
Right.
For me. Which I like, actually. So there. I mean, some, I think, probably on the chat are talking about this, and I feel like it's probably important to address it. Only one drink.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh,
just water.
Do you still have that half a sandwich you wanted to trade me yesterday?
From yesterday, yeah. I brought that back out.
It's still there. Yeah.
In case this comes up. I forgot. I always forget to take it home. No, vending machine drink, the coffee, it's enough.
Good job refrigerating that.
Thanks. Here's why. So once or sometimes even twice a week, the vending machine does not work.
Oh, really?
Today it was, you know, you don't even swipe it. You sort of like the credit card.
Tap.
And it's like tap.
Tap.
Tap. And then nothing. But today, money came out.
Really? It's a bank. The vending machine's turned into a bank.
Vend NT Bank.
I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna go see if I can get some money out of the vending machine.
$2.25.
I'm down some change in my truck. My truck got ransacked overnight, so I left my truck open like an idiot, and I live in a neighborhood where people comb the neighborhood looking for idiots who leave their cars open, and I left mine open, and I had some coins taken. Really, right. That's all they took was coins.
Dark turn.
Yeah. Anyway, so I could use a replenish is all I'm saying.
Well, before you get too excited, you tap the card, no drink, no nothing, but $2.25.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Came out. Here it is.
All right.
I mean, there's nothing to do but take it. Somebody's owed this money.
Yeah.
And what do you do immediately after that?
Put it in the machine to see if it the coin thing works.
You scan again. Like you
right. Okay, I got
it. In my mind, it was, if I do this infinity number of times, $2.25 will come out every time. Like there's maybe a limit to it, but is this going to be a new source of income for me? Is if I tap the credit card, I don't need the drink. I got water. I'm good. I don't even really need the vitamin water. I've just got whatever that is. It's just sugar, right? So I've got the $2.25 comes out. I'm like, oh, I got to try this again.
Like $2.25 is like
it's good.
That's a jackpot at a vending machine to get $2.20. I thought you were gonna have like a couple of dimes.
Way better.
$2.25.
I've never had one of these gold.
That's a gas station cup of coffee right there. Is what that is.
These are a dollar, right? It says $1. I've never had the gold quarters.
Oh, I haven't seen those in ages.
Oh
wow.
Well, they're all in the machine. No, they're not Sacagawea, though. One is George Washington and one is Lincoln.
I don't know what's going on with that.
But I think they're a buck each.
Does it not say?
It does say.
Okay. You can't
read
it? It
says $1. Does say.
Oh, all right.
I think what I meant by I think is I know. So
why the confusion? Then?
I just decided to keep standing there and trying again and again, and nothing else happened.
I can't wait.
I'm going
to get,
right back
I,
out.
I was
I'll
just
race
gonna
you
say,
to
I
the
can't wait
machine.
To get to the.
It's a race.
I can't wait to get to the next break.
It's a race.
Although I don't
Show up with the Bulldog. It's a race to the vending machine to see if more. I mean, what's good? If it spat out $2.25 every time, how long would you stand there? All night?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We got security cameras.
What is the grievance? I'm not doing anything.
I mean, you're taking the money that is clearly not yours.
It is yours. If the vending machine you're working with gives you money, that's your money. I mean, maybe it's, you know, Joe Beamer's or something, but it's not. He's not there.
Well, that's what
I don't
mean.
Know whose it is. Whose is it?
If you didn't put it in, it's not yours.
Whose is it?
I think if you were to stand there doing that for hours enough to get like $80 or something, the vending machine company would have a beef with you.
The vending machine company? How about it works at one time?
Well, that's something to take up with them.
It feels like the time I won.
We should talk to the manager.
On the Patriots-Panthers Super Bowl when the sports book had a mistake and a typo. And Brad and I just crushed it on like over one catch, Musin Muhammad or something like that. And like, well, whose money is it? Maybe it's Brayton's. I don't know. Maybe it's Zach's money. Maybe it's your son's. That changes it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right now, for now, this is it's $2.25. Yeah, yeah. What a day I'm having. I'm going out for steak league. I'm eating for free because I won the steak, or top three in the steak league. I've already got. Well, I'm not going to say tip money because it's $2.25.
You got parking meter. You got parking meter money.
That's not tip money at Anderson's.
We don't do that anymore either. The parking meters. That's not a thing.
Okay.
It's all with the card.
Maybe it's Sal's money. I'm totally keeping it if it sells. I'm totally keeping the
225. I'm not saying you shouldn't keep it. I'm just saying if you stood there and tried to get, like, you know, a big amount of money out of there, then, you know, big. That would be wrong.
All right. Sal at 5, Trista at 6. We'll look for your calls after this break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.